The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Daikin, Goodman, and Amana brands. Today, we're joined with Natalie Camerata. She is the Brand Experience Manager for Daikin Comfort Technologies. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit, how did you find yourself here at Daikin Comfort Technologies?
Well, I've had the opportunity throughout my career to find my next job based on my experience and sort of timing of my last job. And so I actually worked for a healthcare system in the south of Texas. They had 17 hospitals, 135 locations, and was most recently their director of digital marketing. And but before that, I got to work on a very exciting construction project for one of their newest hospitals. And as part of that construction project, there was a sort of an employer strategy and a relationship we were building with companies in the area to drive patient volume. And one of the newest companies to show up in the backyard of that new hospital was Daikin. And so just future and fast forward and conversations, relationships, applications online, I got to work here, and I've been here 4 years. In this industry, everything that carried over from past marketing and media experience does carry into it, because at the end of the day, the consumer is in certain buying stages, in certain mindsets at this point. But what we were really getting the opportunity to connect with here is directly affecting a homeowner. And so that's why it was really exciting to me to be a part of this industry. And I'm learning still every single day. And thanks to awesome distributors, dealers, people that work with us, people who have had legacy careers here, and people that are coming from other industries, I pick up something every day around this place, and I really like it.
Well, we're very glad to have you here. And as the brand experience manager, Natalie, one of the areas that you oversee is all of our digital advertising programs that we do. And that's kind of a hot topic in the industry today, hot topic probably across many industries today, as far as, you know, what are we doing with our digital advertising programs? How do we reach customers? How have you seen that evolve or change over the last couple of years?
So the last couple of years have been very interesting to watch this process within the not only the manufacturing space, but the HVAC space. And that's mostly because the role of the manufacturer is changing in the patterns that we're seeing with consumer in their buying stages. Just think of how you would buy a new pair of shoes, potentially a car, whatever that is, and what makes us as a durable for a household any different than, say, a refrigerator. It just happens less often, and it's not something that somebody's ready to replace immediately. But we still have to take the same steps as an advertiser to make sure that we're positioning ourselves at the right moment in time to be top of mind when that decision comes forward for that homeowner.
So what are some of those steps that you look at as you're trying to make sure that you create the right experience for the customers?
Yeah, so steps that we've taken as an organization are ensuring that we are setting up ways to connect our consumers with our dealers. So, as a manufacturer, we have a two-step distribution process. We sell through company-owned distribution, through independent distributors, but consumers come to our website, engage with our ads. And when they're in that buying stage, they're not necessarily looking to us to come out and repair or replace ourselves, but they're looking to us as the experts, those that have the deepest knowledge about the products that they're considering. And so it's our job to send a more informed buyer to our dealers.
Okay. So the customer finds us through all of the different things. What are ways that you're reaching out to the customers? How do we make sure that the customer does find us when they have a problem and they're looking for us? What are some of the strategies that you're using there?
So I can't get too deep into the strategies, but I can kind of keep it to just sort of the top level mindset. But it's actually, our jobs are very hard. This is, again, this is a, a durable that may not be something that a consumer sees as a good thing when this purchase needs to happen. Mm-hmm. They may not be in the mind state and ready to make this purchase. They might need to possibly, finance, take out a loan, use a rebate, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And so it's our job to communicate with them in multiple stages. So there's the consumers that don't know that they need us yet, mm-hmm. but we know that they're going to, because their house looks like somebody who already needed us. So we have different mechanisms and ways that we communicate to them to sort of stay top of mind, so to speak, mm-hmm. for when that need state comes. And then we have those that we feel strongly based on multiple data exercises and things that we do that are about to become customers of our customers. And so we'll use different marketing tactics, anything from, obviously the top funnel brand awareness strategies in television partnerships, media partnerships and great alignments at that top funnel mm-hmm. to top funnel social media. But we also know that when a consumer makes a decision on when they're going to convert, that it depends on the moment in time that they need to do it. They don't always remember the last time they may have heard of that brand, but they will turn to things like paid search, take a look at some of the reviews and ratings, sort of do that secondary guess. And that's how we're working as an organization to continue to stay top of mindset, but also hope to position ourselves in the right place at the right time for that decision.
Hmm. So once the customer has decided to engage, what tools do you give them to be able to engage with our various different dealers that we have out there?
So we'll provide them with information about, they could come to our website, visit mm-hmm. our different product pages, learn more about the technologies, see the latest rebates and perhaps other discounts that might be offered by various entities within wherever they are. You can look it up and it's based on geographic zip code, whatever mm-hmm. it is. So what the deals may be, what the discounts may be, if they qualify for other tax credits, things like that. We also provide them with recommendations for thinking about things like financing, so on and so forth. And so that's the information that we hope to provide them with, is not just send our dealers a consumer that is interested, but send them a consumer that has already done some of the homework, gotten some of the support, and when they reach out to them, that they're in a better position to make that decision at the kitchen table when they're transacting.
Sure. So there's a couple of messagings as far as top of mind awareness that we've been putting out there. One
yep.
of the slogans is perfecting the air we share. The way Daikin's doing that is there's a couple of ways they're doing that, right? They're doing it through their strategy of inverterizing North America. That's one of the things they're doing, and with a true inverter experience for the homeowner. They're also looking into next generation refrigerants and what we can do as far as impacting our overall impact on global warming through the refrigerants that we're using with R32 and our decision to go with R32. We're also looking at different things that we can do as far as bringing new technologies that have been used globally here into the North American market, such as our ductless product that we bring into the market and be able to do that. So when you look at those, how are we getting the messaging out to help our contractors when they go out and talk to a customer about a true inverter experience or about the ductless product that we have or about what we're doing in terms of refrigerant?
Right. So that is our mission mm-hmm. as marketers for this organization, is to ensure that we are positioning the products with the correct messaging to support the greater mission and vision of the organization, so that the consumer is already teed up by the time that conversation happens between them and the contractor, the dealer. And we know that, individual contractors have robust marketing programs, some do their own marketing or use various agencies with expertise, things like that. And so we're aware that when a consumer is looking to purchase, looking to replace, repair, that we aren't going to be that urgent call as the manufacturer, but we believe we have a role to play in mm-hmm. that, where we push forward our products, our messages, make sure that the consumers have heard. And so that's a constant journey that we are on. as we are still continuing to push into North America with our brand and educate consumers about, our global organization. And so that's the exciting part, is that we're doing this alongside our contractors, because we know that they're there actually, you know, speaking to the applications with the homeowners and really, you know, helping them understand. Because at the mindset of a consumer, everybody always will ask the question, how does this affect me? But at the end of the day, we know that our dealers are the ones that are truly going to convey that message and how that affects that consumer, and ultimately sell them a product that's going to provide them indoor air quality at, you know, an optimal experience and indoor comfort.
So where are all the channels that Daikin is advertising today?
So I'm not going to give away everything. And that's where I've tried to keep to the subject where we're, you know, we're able to sort of explain our strategy, but not exactly give you the roadmap of every single advertising placement. But we do a lot of paid search. We are on LinkedIn. We're on Meta advertising, so Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We definitely have over-the-top media. So we'll be doing some OTT. We have digital display. We also have partnerships that we have with HGTV, with the Weather Channel, and so on and so forth. We also are responsible for advertising in not only the U.S., but of course Canada. Mm-hmm. So every audience is different in every region and every city, even in Texas here. I can tell you Houston and Dallas and Austin are different markets. So down to the plant that we might have in the image that's used in the advertising message, we have to take these things into consideration so that, again, it's about them and about where they are and where they live and what they need and how we might be a solution to their problem.
Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming out here and speaking with us. We look forward to having you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.